Heal Thyself, Using a Holistic Approach with Dr. Eric Madrid.
Welcome to today's podcast. Today we're going to discuss which fruits and vegetables you should purchase organic and which ones you do not need to purchase organic and you can save your money on. So stay tuned. Hey, what's up, everybody? So today we're going to discuss organic versus non-organic fruits and vegetables and whether or not you should be wasting your money on organic food. Recently here in the beginning of August 2018, there was a lawsuit in Northern California where a jury found Monsanto liable for a gentleman who claimed that his cancer was due to glyphosate or Roundup that he was exposed to while working as a maintenance individual. And Roundup, as you know, is a weed killer, basically, and it's found on every shelf over in Lowe's or Home Depot. And the jury ordered that Monsanto pay this gentleman $289 million in damages to this man who, again, allegedly had glyphosate as the root cause of his lymphoma. Obviously, Monsanto is going to be appealing this verdict. And however, this definitely got people's attention and makes us wonder, what are we eating and are we killing ourselves? Likewise, Environmental Working Group, and I'm going to put the references in the notes section of this podcast. A couple days later, Environmental Working Group, a nonprofit organization, released results of a study done by a toxicologist that found elevated levels of glyphosate or Roundup in various food products that many of us probably have in our shelves. And some of these food products include Back to Nature Classic Granola, Quaker Simply Granola, Oats and Honey, Raisin and Almonds, Back to Nature Walnut Granola Clusters, had less but still had some in there, Nature Valley Granola Protein, Oats and Honey. Also, high levels were found in Giant Instant Oatmeal, Original Flavor, Quaker Dinosaur Eggs, Brown Sugar Instant Oatmeal. There was also glyphosate found in Cheerios, Toasted Whole Grain Oat Cereal, Lucky Charms. It was loaded with glyphosate, basically a pesticide or a weed killer. And even Kellogg's Cracklin' Oat Bran Oat Cereal had glyphosate. And for many of us who may be consuming the steel oats, thinking that those are a safer option, Quaker Steel Cut Oats also had high levels of glyphosate, and Quaker Old Fashioned Oats had elevated levels as well, right? But then on the flip side, Bob's Red Mill Organic Old Fashioned Oats had little to no glyphosate present. So the question becomes, what should you be doing with all this information? Should you try to buy organic? Should you, you know, let's talk about fruits and vegetables. Should you buy the non-organic? So again, the Environmental Working Group has put a list together several years ago that I first became accustomed to. And I kind of use this to help me when I'm purchasing certain fruits and vegetables, right? So the question is, you go to the store and you see organic and regular. I always joke that we, you know, if you think back 50, 60, 70 years ago before the widespread use of pesticides and on our fruits and vegetables, pretty much everything was organic, right? Our grandparents, our great-grandparents, when they went shopping at the supermarket or the local produce store, they didn't have to look for organic vegetables because everything was organic, right? But then all of a sudden, we started using large levels of pesticides in our food as an attempt to help kill any bugs that might want to eat the food, right? And now we've gotten to a point where you know, a lot of our foods are inundated with these levels, as that recent court case suggested. Now, again, I need to be clear that the gentleman who received a $289 million verdict, he was not exposed to this by eating fruits and vegetables, but by simply spraying the weed killer on the grounds of the school in which he worked. However, many of us are also spraying this stuff in our backyard, and again, are exposed to it on a daily level through our foods. So minimizing exposure is really the key. So anyway, Environmental Working Group came up with a list of what they call the Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen, right? So the Clean 15 refers to foods which generally do not have high levels of pesticides in them, while the Dirty Dozen are fruits and vegetables that tend to absorb more pesticides. So the Clean 15, you can save your money and do not necessarily have to buy these in the organic fashion. If you choose to do so, that's fine. You will still reduce exposure. However, due to the nature of a lot of these fruits and vegetables listed in the Clean 15, they tend not to absorb much pesticide, or they have a protective covering around them, which is one of the main reasons they're on the list of Clean 15. So I'm going to go through this list. And again, there are the Clean 15, top 15 foods which contain the least pesticide residue, and which means that you can buy the non-organic form and not have to worry about any significant exposure. So the Clean 15 include sweet corn, right, which has a husk on it. So again, the husk protects the corn from the spraying. Avocados, their thick skin, again, protects them. Pineapples, cabbage, and most of the time, because you would simply remove the outer one or two layers of cabbage. Onions, again, is one of the Clean 15. Frozen sweet peas, papayas, asparagus, mangoes, eggplant, honeydew, kiwi fruit, cantaloupe, cauliflower, and grapefruit. So again, these are the Clean 15, and save your money and do not feel like you need to purchase the organic forms of these. Again, if you do, that is fine, but you are better saving your money and just simply buying the non-organic form, or as I would like to call, the pesticide sprayed form, and save your money for the so-called Dirty Dozen. Okay, the Dirty Dozen are the ones that you really should try to buy in the organic form, as they tend to have higher levels of pesticide on them. And the Dirty Dozen include strawberries, and that would be both fresh and frozen, spinach, nectarines, apples, peaches, celery, grapes, okay, pears, cherries, tomatoes, sweet bell peppers, and potatoes. So again, these are your Dirty Dozen, right? And these are the ones you want to spend your hard-earned money on buying the organic form. And if you do not buy the organic form, that is okay to a degree, right? Doesn't mean you're going to die of cancer. However, you may want to make sure you're using a vegetable wash in order to try to eliminate any toxins that may have been sprayed on them to the best of your ability. So again, this is really just a short podcast to introduce you to the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15, and hopefully to encourage you to be a little bit more aware and cognizant of the chemicals and pesticides such as glyphosate, also known as Roundup, that people frequently will spray in their backyard. I recommend avoiding exposure to it. There are several other studies out there that suggest there may be a link to overall use of glyphosate / Roundup and incidence of Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, and even autism overall, right? And not to end up these necessarily cause these conditions. However, when individuals who perhaps have reduced ability to remove toxins from their body are exposed to these chemicals can build up in the body and may contribute overall to a person's poor neurological health, and may also increase their risk of cancers. And so hopefully this has been helpful. If you have any questions, send me a voice message through the Anchor app. Otherwise, have a blessed day. Thank you for listening. And also, please listen to some of the other podcasts that I have done in the past. Hopefully, you will find that information useful and help. That information will be helpful to help both you and your family members have optimal health. Thank you, and God bless.
Disclaimer, this podcast is not intended to provide a diagnosis, treatment, or medical advice. Opinions by Dr. Madrid are for informational purposes only. Please consult with your physician regarding your situation, as each individual situation will vary.